being recorded.
Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Activists say the US wants to...
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. It is a Friday. It is June the 23rd, 2017. Just want to thank you all for listening to us on this Friday evening and want to say we sincerely appreciate you. And this is why we have what we have, and we're looking forward to growing with you all in the future. And how we can make sure that that happens is by you going to BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. That's BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com website and homepage, and it's www.BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. And there you'll see on the far right-hand side is the icon for the donations. Just hit that, and you can give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to develop, continue to grow, and continue to do what it needs to do to bring you what it is that you need to bring, what you need to be brought forth. And it's a very prized network, as your overall listenership and your daily engagement in this has so proven. So make sure that you are feeding the root instead of just eating the fruit. Give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to be here for you. You could easily do that. Also, on the website, right there on the website, you can also support Black Talk Radio Network by signing up for a social media network known as BTR Community. And you can find that with the capital B and the black background that's there. Just go there and click on that and become a member of BTR Community, which is a social media outlet, so you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected, without anyone selling your identity to any bidder, without you being adversely data mined. And you can go to BTR Community, and that's www.btrcommunity.com, and you can go there and sign up for $24 a year and engage in all of the usual social media activities that you otherwise would do on some of the mainstream media networks, but you don't have to do that there. You could do that with us here at BTR Communities. The only place that I post and share information is the only social media outlet that I use. Sometimes, you know, other people around me may use it, but I don't use that at all. It's BTR, and that's it. So come on over to BTR Community. That helps keep the network growing and glowing. Very, very important. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, Prosperity Mint. Check out what we have there in inventory, and definitely then email info@prosperitymint.com, and someone will get back with you to explain the buying process to make sure you have a full understanding of it all and see how it works, and so that you can make sure that you are buying correctly and to your advantage. And so someone will explain that whole process to you. Make sure you do that, and you can actually acquire your precious metals. You can save as a lady and a gentleman, and you can save as a king and a queen with silver and in gold and all of the other five investment grades of precious metals. So check out that and reach out to Prosperity Mint at info@prosperitymint.com. Okay, so now Control Your Wealth Seminar is coming up. We're almost there. We'd like to see you all there in Dallas, and it's going to be at 1515 North Young Street in Dallas, Texas, at the Dallas Central Library. And we're going to start that at the Control Your Wealth Seminar, that is going to be sponsored by Prosperity Mint. It's going to start promptly at 10 a.m. and it's going to go to 2 p.m. And would love to see some of you all there. For those of you that are coming, make sure you just text me, and so I'll know just in case you have any kinds of problems or concerns. Let me know. Because we are here in Dallas, looking forward to meeting you all there at the Control Your Wealth Seminar, and it's going to be at the Central Library in Dallas, Central Library, Dallas Public Library, 1515 Young Street in Dallas, Texas. So definitely come on down to Dallas. 300, and the tickets for the overall seminar is going to be $300 for the four-hour seminar for one ticket, and $550 for two tickets for couples. Excuse me, for couples is $550. For single tickets, it's $300. And if you would like to if you can't come to Dallas and you would like to engage in that online, you could do that as well. Just make sure you email Prosperity Mint at info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. So you will have that all set up. Don't wait to the last minute. Get it before, way before next Friday, so that can completely be worked out, so you will have the access to that. So Control Your Wealth Seminar, 1 hour, is going to be sponsored by Prosperity Mint. I will be there doing my thing, and 1 hour of the agenda is Prosperity Mint will give a 1 hour introduction to what's going on in the world, what you need to know, why you need to know it, and why you should be doing some of the things that you should be doing that will be talked about there. Also, the second hour will be done by Legacy Wealth Management. Is going to be all on trust foundations. Trust and foundations, very, very important, why you should be engaging in that. Very, very important. Make sure that you're there. And I think the individual that does it from Legacy Wealth Management is one of the best, if not the best, one of the best brothers in the country, and one of the best, if not the best in the country for that, and one of the best people in the world for that overall type of engagement, which you should be definitely getting into. So check out that and be a part of that. Also, on the agenda, 1 hour of the precious metals class will be given, and then the last hour will be the debriefing, and is going to talk about leveraging and how to leverage certain things and get a part of that, so that you can put yourselves in a position of advantage, some other streams of revenue that you may be able to use for yourself and your family. Very, very important. So come on down to Dallas. And that's going to be July the 1st, 2017, Saturday a.m. at the Central Library, Dallas Public Library, 1515 Young Street. And just go to the eventbrite.com and put in Control Your Wealth Seminar. Everything is ready to go, and purchase your tickets in early, and we will see you there. So looking forward to that. Also, if you would like to engage in the trading of cryptocurrencies, you can do that with us by going to ourcryptocurrency.com, sign up there. And then I will place you in our group, for our trading group. For those of you that are already there, 10 minutes after Tando Radio Show ends, right at the top of the hour, 10 minutes later, we're going to jump into, call into the, we're in our meeting spot, and then we were going to talk about some things and get ready for our trading that we're going to be jumping into beginning of the week. So That's going to be right after Tando Radio Show, 10 minutes after Tando Radio Show. Jump in. You know where to jump in, and we're going to take it from there. Those of you that have yet to sign up, we want to sign up, please do that. Just go to ourcryptocurrency.com. It's one of the fastest ways to get a Bitcoin to start trading. You can come in for as little as $200 for your Bitcoin and start that Trade Coin Club format to start trading it for you. So then you could actually use some other cash for the trading side of it that we're going to be doing outside of Trade Coin Club. So very, very, very important. So right after Tando Radio Show, 10 minutes after, jump on it. For those of you that have already signed up, you know where to go. And for those of you that are still thinking about signing up, go ahead and sign up. Go to ourcryptocurrency.com. Sign up there. Finish the overall processes, and we'll send you. I'll send you some of the things you need to do to sign up and get squared away, and then start the process of getting your accounts verified so that you can get in on the trading and get in and do as well as I'm doing, or even better, hopefully even better. So definitely, that's where you could do it. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news now. First, today's show, the topic of today's show is when the sun don't shine no more. When the sun don't shine no more. I'm definitely going to have to save my voice because I have major presentations this weekend, and then the weekend after that we're going to have something. The weekend after that we're going to have something. I definitely have to save my voice. So there is something that we're going to be listening to about what's going on in the skies, the chemtrails. Very, very good piece of work here. So that you can know what's going on. And then at the end of the show, roughly at 45 minutes before the show ends, we'll take your calls. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. So let's jump into what's in the news. Already losing my voice. What's in the news? So first article from Press TV comes, and Press TV is a Iranian publication. Russia hits Dasso in Syria, doesn't inform the U.S. Russian vessels deployed to the Mediterranean have fired cruise missiles at Dasho targets inside of Syria. The Russian Defense Ministry said the missiles were fired from two Russia warships and a submarine in targets inside of western Syrian Providence. And these were used with the deadly, deadly caliber missiles, same caliber missiles that killed a bunch of NATO people last year. Took their whole bunker out. But this tells me, by this happening yesterday, and we talked about possibly that, and I wasn't able to verify as of yet, that the largest United States drone, the EQ-4, which does a lot of target acquisitions and communications, and is like, they call it the Wi-Fi of the sky for the U.S. military. They only have four of them. Now they only got three of them, it looks like, because Russia took it out with a it said that Russia has taken it out with a S-300 missile or anti-aircraft missile, and that thing is gone. Now they only have three. Now, this is why that's so important. Russia didn't inform the U.S. that they were blasting on Dasho. Who they did inform from some of the reports that I read, they did inform Israel and I forget the other country that they told that they were going to be engaging. They didn't tell the U.S. So if U.S. troops or anything was in that area, they would have got blasted, even if the U.S. was engaging in operations at that time. Pretty sure tweeting Israel would have told on them. But here's the significance of that. By that EQ-4 being taken out, this kind of gives validity to it, because now Russia was able to engage it without getting word to Dasho at all, or those that they were targeting, because the U.S. didn't have their overall Wi-Fi in the sky working because it got knocked out. So this tells me, by this happening yesterday, it tells me that the likelihood of them taking that EQ-4 out is very, very high. It's almost, I'm almost certain, by because of the next day caliber missile attack. So just so you know, things over there is really heating up. Next article, L.A. Ramon. Qatar seen seen rejecting a list of severe demands to end the Gulf crisis from Bloomberg. Check out that article. L.A. Ramon posted that one. Good one. And I saw that as well. Really, really good. Next article, I posted this from the South China Morning News, Morning Post. Torn between options, what can China do to rein in North Korea? Check out that article. Next article, this comes from Sputnik News. Pinpoint precision. Russia used caliber only on significant targets in Syria. So just another article from that. Pretty impressive. Next article comes from the BRIC spot. China calls for BRIC to unity closely. China calls for BRICS to unite closely, and that is in the BRIC spot. Check out that article. Next article comes from Reuters. I posted this one from Reuters. Arab state sent Qatar 13 demands to end crisis, official says. This is another from a different source than with the one that my man L.A. Ramon posted. Significant stuff. This whole thing is starting to, as we say, it's going to be doing what it does. Next article from Sputnik News. I posted this one. Message to the neighbors. What Riyadh's new crown prince means for the region. Check that out with their new crown prince. And this is all the set. It tells me that this war is definitely going to be picking up. Next article. I posted this one from the anti-media. Israel intelligence urges King Solomon to invite Prime Minister, celebrity figurehead Prime Minister Netanyahu to Saudi Arabia. Whew. That would draw some real mad attention from the region. So we'll see how that folds out. Check out that article. Next article, got this one from Sputnik News. Fight or flight, EU plans to stop China's dumping threats to spark a trade war. Check out that article. Next article, my man Roz posted this one from DW.com. No, I ain't got nothing to do with that one. And that was DeutscheWelle.com. Afghanistan. Taliban leaders want U.S. and NATO troops out. Not surprised. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this from AP News. China. Political situation in Syria speeds refugees return. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from The Telegraph. If we are spending less cash, why are we... Excuse me, everyone. Why are we printing more banknotes? Good, great article. Check out that article. Raj posted this one. Next article, Raj posted this one. Raj posted this one from Fortune. Trump signals he will work with Republicans' holdouts on the health care bill. Next article, Raj posted this one from Cerebrally Naive Network Money. Stores closed have tripled so far this year. Yes, yeah, Sears just closed up a bunch of... Basically, Sears Canada is went bankrupt this week, earlier this week. So... check out all of this stuff is continuing to go. And the last article, my man Rise posted this one from The Guardian. Snapchat, new map features raises fears of stalking and bullying. Definitely can see that. You know, there's a bunch of keyboard gangsters that's out there. So check out. Those are the articles that we posted for today. And if you like to take a look at all of those, they're there for you to do that so that you can see some of the things that the people that we posted just thought was interesting and significant for you to know. So that being said, of what's in the news, what we're going to do now is I'm going to jump into a If you would like to get in on, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, just give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll take we'll see you in queue, and that will put you in where we can hear you. So just jump in at any time towards the end of today's show. If you have any questions or comments, that would be the appropriate time to do that. And we're going to jump into this video that I have all queued up. Well, I thought I did. I think I hit some that I have queued up for you. Very important about some of the things, what's going on with our skies. And I think you're going to be surprised by how it starts and some of the things that you hear. All right. And this has a lot to do with the chemtrails. What's going on with that? So a bunch of stuff I want to bring to you. So that's what we're going to do today. And it helps save my voice as well. So we're going to jump into that in today's show. And then right after that, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit **. Right around 15 minutes before the end of the show, we'll take your questions and comments. So here we go. Listen up and try to pick up on as much as you can so that we can learn and be ready for any and everything. Why the sun won't shine no more. Here it comes. Some of the reasons.
And then this horrible smell really opens.
Thunder and lightning, and what was horrible.
We're in very great danger from the pollution that's coming down over us. And we've been led astray by the military.
If the government sprays dangerous chemicals over us from
planes, is the government experimenting with our weather?
Question at the heart of a phenomenon called chemtrails. Now then, why spread attention?
Millions of tons of toxic poison is released by planes. During the Cold War, the government is up there in airplanes spraying all kinds of chemicals to change or manipulate the weather. Leaving what you see there, and they call that a chemtrail.
Geoengineering. They say that it's poisonous.
And that's why health departments are going to show a sharp increase in barium and aluminum in California's water supply.
Cooperative effort between all the nations in weather prediction and eventually in weather control.
The armies need to know more and more about weather that surrounds this planet is a vital part of the expanded research program of atomic weapons. We all talk about the weather. The Army is doing something about the weather.
Into the laboratory and show you a few of the experiments that led us to our outdoor experiments in converting clouds into snow. Using a home freezing unit such as this, we can form supercool clouds just like those in the natural atmosphere by taking a tiny piece of dry ice such as this and scratching it so a few tiny fragments fall into the supercool cloud. Long streaks develop. The particles grow very fast. They grow about a billion-fold in volume in a few seconds. Many millions of snow crystals form, and we get the same effect as is produced by dry ice. Dry ice is not particularly important as far as the fact that a CO2 is primarily important because it's colder than minus 35 degrees centigrade. This is a picture of the first cloud that we seeded back last November, flying in a small Fairchild plane, and putting dry ice from a small dispenser in the bottom of the plane, and within minutes saw long streamers of snow falling from the base of the cloud and evaporating into the drier air below. Under many conditions, of course, full-fledged snowstorms will be produced in this way. Nature at last has permitted to do a little something about the weather.
Using Schaefer-Langmuir techniques, the Army Signal Corps and Office of Naval Research began conducting many of these experiments.
In 1947, Project Cirrus expanded to test cloud seeding on a hurricane traveling eastbound 350 miles off the coast of Jacksonville, Florida. They dropped 80 pounds of dry ice into the raging storm, only to realize that the hurricane suddenly changed direction and began traveling back towards the United States. Savannah, Georgia, was hit by record-breaking winds of up to 85 miles per hour. More than 1,500 people were left homeless, and at least 2 people died. The total damage was reported in the millions of dollars, and the project and its participants were blamed for what happened.
On the night of the 15th of August, 1952, the worst flood in British history swept through the tiny seaside village of Lynmouth. 90 million tons of water devastated the area, killing 35 people and leaving over 400 homeless. 40,000 tons of boulders were dragged off the moors, destroying houses and cars. Porter spoke to squadron leader Len Otley. He confirmed that he worked on Project or Operation Cumulus, which was also referred to as Operation Witch Doctor. What's more, in mid-August 1962, Alan Yates, a lecturer at Cranfield School of Aeronautics at the time, was asked to take part in cloud seeding experiments. According to Yates, the icy rain fell over Lynmouth and washed the village to the sea. Newly declassified documents prove that Project Cumulus was indeed going on the day of the flood that year.
Project Skyfire, a U.S. forestry research operation concerned with the study of lightning and all of its manifestations.
Project Skyfire is aimed at lightning fires in western forests. In detail, the manner in which your work involves you in the dispersion of clouds, which happen to have some effect on, or rather bring about thunderstorms or what have you. Could you tell our audience something about that type of work?
My work conducting experiments in cloud seeding aimed at determining whether or not weather modification techniques might possibly prevent lightning fires. Now, we carry this work on by seeding clouds with silver iodide nucleon. We disperse silver iodide from specially developed generators located either on the ground or on aircraft. Our experience has been that we can do the best job through aircraft seeding.
Again, man looks to his own efforts to increase the flow of water. Since the 1946 experiments of Dr. Vincent Schaefer, we have known that some clouds can be modified through seeding to yield additional precipitation. In 1961, Congress directed the Bureau of Reclamation to begin a long-range study of cloud seeding with the aim of eventually augmenting the nation's supply of water. The program, called Project Skywater, continues at many sites throughout the United States. Eventually, if the research program proves successful, the methods learned will become part of our nation's integrated water resources program.
In 1962, during the Vietnam War, American forces responded with Operation Ranch Hand. Over the next 9 years, spraying an area about the size of Massachusetts with defoliants, the most notorious being Agent Orange. Large swaths of Vietnam were left barren.
Enough food to feed 600,000 people for a year has been destroyed.
Despite this sudden devastation, U.S. officials said the spraying created no lasting harm.
Milton Ross, a special forces advisor near Pleiku, has a son born without the tips of his fingers.
North Vietnam charged today that defoliants have produced many instances of miscarriages, congenital defects, and monstrosities among children.
The Vietnamese government insisted the cause was Agent Orange.
Although that war was long ago, there is lingering anger about the United States' use of a controversial defoliant spread by American aircraft on the jungles there.
An epidemic of birth defects, brain damage, and rare cancers is still affecting hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese today.
According to environmental studies, high levels of dioxin could still be found in the soil in certain areas and had seeped into nearby lakes.
Agent Orange was a safe product when it was used in the Vietnam War. And it's a safe product today.
I can
something to say. I want to know how come the fascist people have been feeding the class.
Right.
The airplane's going over twice with all the smoke coming out of them feeding the class. And I want to know why that stuff is going down, man. Why doesn't the media report that stuff to the people, man? I'm telling you what happened. The planes come over
an hour and a half.
Second time the people of unknown origin were feeding the clouds over the...
I don't know what they're hoping for.
Project Storm Fury assembled a team of highly trained scientists and technicians to fly into Madure Hurricane.
Scientists working on the project were convinced that they could reduce hurricane devastation using a process called cloud seeding by spraying the thunderclouds inside the hurricane with a chemical called silver iodide. This would become known as the Storm Fury Hypothesis.
The seeding planes fly across the eye and into these clouds, seeding the supercooled water droplets from the belt of maximum winds outwards.
As the silver iodide turns the supercooled water into ice, the heat released during this process causes the seeded clouds to grow and develop into a new outer eye wall. At that time, the United States Army were in Vietnam. Pierre Saint-Amand was part of the team assembled in a top-secret cloud-seeding operation known simply as Project Popeye. In May 1967, as monsoon clouds developed over the Ho Chi Minh Trail, Armand and his team put their new weapon to the test.
We get the material so that it fell into the growing part of the cloud, and it rained very heavily out of it, and everybody was convinced with that one experiment that we had done enough.
Project Popeye had opened the door to a new and dangerous type of warfare.
Some said, if you control the weather, you can control the world. Military planners imagined loading the clouds with radiological, biological, chemical agents and having them rain on demand.
You could attack your enemy using the weather, but deny that it didn't serve. Allegations were made that cloud seeding had not only made jungle paths impossible, it had also killed thousands of innocent people. But this didn't stop governments from continuing to explore ways of modifying the weather. Sometimes, for highly questionable purposes.
And that message calls for new frontiers, new visions. It calls for us taking the steps now that will make us no longer second in space and in science. It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer. And ultimately, to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world. It lays the steps that's necessary to provide a nuclear rocket that will produce benefits that are so unlimited that I couldn't tell you about them if I had all that.
Just wanted to stop it there, because that was the first president that you heard was Kennedy speaking about it in the introduction, and that was celebrity figurehead Lyndon B. Johnson at Southwest Texas State University graduation. That was his speech to them. Before we go any further, this is why it's so important for the everyday person to control resources. Because if we don't control resources, this is what happens, because the resource, and many of us don't know the overall importance of silver. Silver is the reason why they were able to do this. Silver is so powerful, it can be weaponized. And this is the manifestation of that. And a lot of people don't understand just how important silver is. Silver, can properly used, can have where there will be no drought on this planet, or it can be used as a weapon. So this is why it's so, so important. It's more important than all of the other precious metals combined. This is one of the reasons why. And so, going to jump back into this so that you can see the depths of what's been happening is not anything new. It's actually been going on for a while. So we're going to get back to it. Here we go.
July 1976. Strange, unexplained blackouts in worldwide communications plague the globe and are covertly transmitting extremely low-frequency waves otherwise known as ELF.
It's called the Russian woodpecker because it was essentially that sort of clicking, pecking sound.
In 1982, a report by Pentagon researcher L. Ponte alleges the Russian woodpecker signal is actually creating layers of artificial ionization in the upper atmosphere, which means it could have been bending the jet stream and altering global wind patterns.
There's been a lot of research in military labs over what you can do with putting radio waves into the atmosphere. Some of the research indicates that one can move the jet stream around and thus induce weather conditions.
It's no coincidence the United States began building its own mysterious array of antennas.
HARP is the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project, originally a joint effort of the Air Force and Navy in cooperation with a number of academic institutions.
Of 180 antennas, approximately 72 feet tall, linked together to function as one giant steerable antenna. Steerable because it can aim millions of watts of ELF waves into one tiny patch of the atmosphere. HARP is one of several ELF wave transmitters located all over the globe. Working in tandem, these transmitters alter the weather anywhere in the world, potentially changing the jet stream's course entirely. The intense energy being beamed into the sky by HARP sends pulses of ELF waves into the ionosphere. The waves get reflected back down and pass through the earth and ocean. But HARP's startling potential doesn't end there. It's linked to a strange phenomenon occurring in our sky.
On clear days, you can often see long white lines being traced high in the sky. They are contrails of jet aircraft, actually long, slender clouds. Weathermen are finding them especially fascinating because a theory is being developed that those long white lines may be changing our weather for the better. Details from Roger O'Neill.
The exhaust from jet engines, usually seen as long, thin trails of white clouds behind high-flying jet airplanes, may be a big reason why there are 30 fewer days of sunshine a year in the Midwest now than there were in 1900. The daily range between high and low temperatures has also narrowed.
In the absence of natural clouds, given the correct atmospheric conditions, jet aircraft in high frequency can almost completely cover the atmosphere.
What do you people buy every time?
No one is trying to make clouds now using jet engines, but this study suggests that jet travel is inadvertently making our days more cloudy. And someday, weather researchers may be able to use jets on purpose to change our weather. Roger O'Neill, NBC News, Champaign, Illinois.
And finally, a federal report today predicted possible catastrophic warming of the Earth by the 1990s with a strong climate change.
Hurricane Gloria is moving on the East Coast tonight like a monster out of a science fiction film.
3,000 homes went underwater, and of those, almost 900 were destroyed.
From 1987 through 1992, California experienced the most severe drought in the state's history. According to NOAA, an anomaly occurs in the jet stream. The winds appear to change direction, blowing east to west instead of west to east, indicating the jet stream coming into the west is suddenly much weaker than normal, causing a drought. By 1995, the jet stream returns to normal.
Here, there were huge problems with flooding. Intersections and parking lots underwater, homes threatened, people trapped in the river that you see out here behind me, forcing those dramatic rescues.
This U.S. Air Force report graphically outlines the military's desire to exploit and manipulate the weather for the purposes of war by the year 2025. According to one of the most harrowing lines in this report, quote, weather modification is a force multiplier with tremendous power that could be exploited across the full spectrum of war-fighting environments.
Man-made global warming is no longer just a theory about climate. It is the defining moral and political cause of our age. It is presented in the media as having the stamp of authority of an impressive international organization.
The IPCC.
The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC.
I've often heard it said that there is a consensus of thousands of scientists on the global warming issue and that humans are causing a catastrophic change to the climate system. Well, I am one scientist, and there are many that simply think that is not true.
The final conclusions are politically driven. This claim that the IPCC is the world's top 1,500 or 2,500 scientists
you look at the bibliographies of the people, and it's simply not true. There are quite a number of non-scientists.
And to build the number up to 2,500, they have to start taking reviewers and government people and so on, anyone who ever came close to them. And none of them are asked to agree. Many of them disagree.
Those people who are specialists but don't agree with the polemic and resign, there have been a number that I know of. They are simply put on the author list and become part of this 2,500 the world's top scientists.
People have decided you have to convince other people that since no scientist disagrees, you shouldn't disagree either.
Climate scientists need there to be a problem in order to get funding.
We had a vested interest in creating panic, because then money will flow to climate science. It's become a great industry in itself. And if the whole global warming farrago collapsed, there'd be an awful lot of people out of jobs and looking for work.
There's one thing you shouldn't say, and that is, this might not be a problem.
If you go to page 119 of the president's budget, he's anticipating generating $646 billion in new tax revenue from this bill. So clearly the president expects this bill to generate $646 billion in new taxes that even his own budget director has said would be passed on to consumers. So you must have been listening to our testimony that we've had for the last few days with dozens of experts that have come in who have given completely different views.
Well, there.
So I would encourage you to go back and look at the testimony there, this committee's heard. We're talking about export millions of jobs out of our economy, out of our country, and testimony's been given just to those numbers. And so we're talking about a serious consequence that there would be on this country. The carbon would be emitted, but it would be emitted in China and India, and the jobs would go to China and India.
Do you want to man-made global warming pollution causes global warming.
It's my understanding that back in 1997, when you were vice president, Enron's CEO, Ken Lay, was involved in discussions with you at the White House about helping develop this type of policy, this trading scheme. And is that accurate? Is it inaccurate? It's been reported.
Let me stop it there real quick, because you can't see it. That is Steve Scully's, the one that was recently shot at the baseball game. And there have been reports that he was been looking at not only what's going on. This is Al Gore that he's questioning. And you should see Al's face when he starts talking about, you know, how bogus this really is. And you're going to see he's called for word. But just to give you a heads up, and also there was speculation that this individual congressperson was really targeting some of the pedophile rings that were going on in Washington. If that's true, I don't know, but just so you all know, just some heads up. So now this is the one that was recently shot. Okay, that was questioned. Here we go. Go back to it.
I don't know, but I met with Ken Lay, as lots of people did, before anybody knew that he was a
right. And clearly, you can see why so many of us are concerned about turning over this country's
energy
economy.
I didn't know him
economy.
Well enough to call him Kenny Boy.
You knew him well enough to help devise this trading scheme, and obviously we know what Enron and these big guys on Wall Street like Goldman Sachs, and I know you've got interest with Goldman Sachs.
No.
These people, well, that's been reported. Is that not accurate?
No, I wish I did.
But I'm saying that there are going to be big winners and big losers in this bill. And I think that should be noted, that companies like Enron helped come up with this trading scheme that would be
Enron.
I don't know if this is true or not, that some scientists are trying to figure out a way to block the sun to try to slow down global warming.
Yeah, it's a measure of the feeling of desperation that some of them
feel. Are they really thinking they could do that?
Well, some of them are seriously proposing, and I think it's completely nuts.
Yeah.
You know, you put another kind of pollution, sulfur dioxide, up to orbit the cover of the atmosphere. The sky won't be really blue in the way it is now anymore, but it would block out some of the sun's heat so that we wouldn't have to take the difficult steps to stop spewing all this global warming pollution into the atmosphere. And, of course, there are a lot of problems with what they're proposing.
You could actually spray sulfuric acid in the stratosphere 20 kilometers over our head and use that to stop the planet warming up. And it's an ugly tech fix.
You can spray something into the atmosphere to...
Spray pollution into the atmosphere to stop it warming.
How do you do this?
You start with a fleet of modified business jets and say 20,000 tons of sulfuric acid into the stratosphere every year, and each year you have to put a little more, and this doesn't, in the long run, mean that you can forget about cutting emissions. We will need to rein in.
No, we'll get to it eventually. In the meantime, we're shrouding the earth in sulfuric acid.
So people are terrified about talking about this because they're scared that it will prevent us cutting emissions.
Right, and also that it's sulfuric acid.
We put 50 million tons of sulfuric acid in the air now as pollution, and it kills a million people a year worldwide.
Okay, but it'll be better if we put more in.
We're talking about 1% of that.
1% more, we're just killing 10,000 more people.
You can do math.
What happens to the sulfuric acid after it's sprayed? Does it just stay up there?
No, it rains down, but it's a tiny addition to what we're already doing.
Is there any possible way this could come back to bite us in the end?
It actually turns out to be an old idea. This was known since President Johnson.
You ever look at those planes up there? They have contrails behind them. Maybe all those planes are the contrails. Maybe they're actually spraying chemicals into the atmosphere right now, and Uncle Sam isn't telling us.
Seems extremely unlikely.
The United States is not telling something to its citizens that seems extremely likely to me. Read the newspaper. I think they might have your idea already.
This geoengineering idea in its simplest form is basically the following. You could put fine particles, say sulfuric acid particles, sulfates, into the upper atmosphere, the stratosphere, where they'd reflect away sunlight and cool the planet. There's lots of mystery in the details, and there's some bad side effects, like it partially destroys the ozone layer, and I'll get to that in a minute, but it clearly cools down. And one other thing, it's fast. I guess the thing I haven't said about this is it is absurdly cheap. It's amazing how we can affect the planet. The one thing about this is it gives us extraordinary leverage. This improved science and engineering will, whether we like it or not, give us more and more leverage to affect the planet, to control the planet, to give us weather and climate control, not because we plan it, not because we want it, just because science delivers it to us bit by bit.
What is geoengineering?
It's really two very different things. One is ways that we would alter the amount of sunlight the Earth absorbs, and so cool the planet, partly offsetting the effects of carbon in the atmosphere, and that's called solar radiation management, or in some technocratic way, SRM. And the other one is to take carbon out of the atmosphere, so-called carbon dioxide removal.
Before we get on to solar radiation management, let me ask you about the carbon dioxide removal. A Royal Society report here in the United Kingdom back in 2009 said that no method of carbon dioxide removal has yet been demonstrated to be effective at an affordable cost with acceptable environmental impacts, and they only work to reduce temperatures over very long timescales.
I think that's exactly right, and I can say that both as an author of that report and as somebody running a startup company trying to capture CO2 from the air.
Before we get into the pros and cons of it, how solar radiation management might work.
Conceptually, it's simple. The doing it is not the hard part. You could use aircraft or other methods to deliver literally tons or millions of tons of very small reflective aerosols, tiny particles, say, to the upper atmosphere.
Spraying them out at a high altitude.
Correct.
Isn't one of the problems with the climate is, and studying the climate, is that it's incredibly difficult to know exactly how it works. It is very difficult to model.
Sure, it's impossible to know exactly, but you can still learn a lot. So we actually ran a survey almost a year ago now that took data, high-quality data, from 1,000 people in the UK, Canada, and the US to try and understand public support for research on these technologies and, you know, what kind of political leanings influence people's decision to be for or against. And in fact, we found pretty broad support for research.
But that particular opinion survey that you're talking about, it also came up with the finding that 64% of subjects agree that humans should not be manipulating nature in the way suggested by solar radiation management.
Exactly.
Well, that would suggest that there isn't particularly broad support at the moment for the theory behind it.
There's not broad support for doing it, and I think that's quite a healthy thing. I mean, I'm one of the people who, maybe starting 20 years ago, most helped to open the door to get public conversation going on this thing.
How do you think, in that case, the public can be convinced, given that there is, as we saw with this project in Britain tremendous skepticism, even about research at what you say is a very, very benign level.
Public opinion will evolve over a long time, and from my point of view, the goal is to try and make that public opinion be able to have be able to be shaped by facts as well as possible, and also shaped by people's values. It's not to promote this. So actually,
it is in part to promote this. I mean, you're a great enthusiast for this, and as you said, you have your own private company, which is...
company, we're focused on a very different part of it, which doesn't suffer from these governance challenges.
But it is all to do with the issue of geoengineering. Actually, I mean, you know, it's an incredibly sensitive topic.
And I actually don't think my job is promoted. My job is to help clear thinking and clear knowledge about the tools we have to regulate climate risk, among them this one. And I'm perfectly prepared to find the results show that we should never do this. So if it works, and again, we don't know it does, it provides some protection in the near term.
Isn't there a problem, though, that you could end up with different effects in different parts of the world? I mean, you could, for example, find that although you're reducing the amount of sunlight and the amount, therefore, that the Earth is warming up, rainfall is affected in different ways in different parts of the world.
Absolutely. Essentially, the scientists and technocrats, including myself, I guess, are helping to invent a thermostat knob. But it's much easier to invent the knob than to figure out who should be in charge of it in a world with many states.
No, indeed, and I want to come on to the governance, but I want to ask specifically about the science of this, which is how far can you tell whether the effects of solar radiation management are then going to cause perhaps a catastrophic loss of rainfall in a certain part of the world. At the moment, it seems to be hazy.
I think it's not as hazy as that. So using exactly the same climate models as we've used to estimate the problems with CO2 in the atmosphere, the underlying climate problem, we've applied those same models and same techniques to look at this. And the results so far, I have to say, look pretty good. That's why we're paying any attention to it.
Richard Branson himself, who owns the Virgin Airline Group, was quoted back in 2009 in the New York Times saying, if we could come up with a geoengineering answer to this problem, we could carry on flying our planes and driving our cars.
Is going to cost a lot of money.
And yet, let's be clear here, you and your company are after Branson's money.
The cheapest thing to do is to use the atmosphere as a waste dump. And if we want to stop doing that, we must have laws that restrict the ability to use the atmosphere as a waste dump.
My question is, are you not concerned that you and your company, Carbon Engineering, is looking for money from people like Richard Branson? It's funded, I think, in part by Murray Edwards, who... He's a key figure in tar sands, which is seen as one of the dirtiest fuels on the planet.
It is.
Are you not slightly concerned about the people who you're getting into bed with?
I'm happy to take money from serious folks who have a broad set of interests. No problem. First of all, I should say, for work on SRM, on these very high-leverage technologies that have security concerns, I believe there should be no private action, there should be no for-profit action. I believe it would make sense for SRM to actually restrict or eliminate the possibility of patenting.
Isn't your company involved in several patents at the moment?
This is the difference. So for capturing CO2 from the air, that's an encapsulated small technology, which can be regulated by the normal laws. It's inherently expensive, so there's no risk of sucking all the CO2 out of the air because it costs so much. Any technology you have that removes CO2 will have local risks, maybe unacceptable risks, but those risks can be managed by the normal local risk management we have. So I think that I'm happy to see private action on cutting emissions by making solar power for electric vehicles or capture from air. I'm not happy to see public action on technologies with this huge leverage, like putting particles in the stratosphere.
I'll tell you a little bit about some new work we've been doing, thinking about how you actually might put aerosols in the stratosphere. The novel method we've been thinking about, or it's not novel at all, it's actually exactly what happens from aircraft contrails, is that we put a condensable, megatons a year of sulfur with the inositol producer of 4 watts per square meter radiative forcing directly out of the back of an aircraft. There's a huge literature in the nanofabrication world about making fine particles from low vapor pressure gas, and there's nothing very hard in terms of aircraft engineering. If you go to aircraft engineers and we've done this, they say, that would be easy, we could do this if you want us to. We've mostly thought about sulfur, and there's a lot of good reasons to think about sulfur, because sulfur is what nature does, at least in this version of the model, is if you put sulfur in continuously, you actually get a remarkably ineffective result. Nevertheless, there might be some good reasons to think about alumina. The big deal really is that alumina has 4 times the volumetric rate as sulfur, with roughly 16 times less the coagulation rate.
All right, so just want to hold off there, get ready to go to a commercial break. So, as you can see, the overall depopulation plan is to bring about an ice age. As the sun goes into a solar minimum on a regular solar maximum, solar minimum, that's a natural evolution or process that happens And what is happening is that those that have the overall capability have struck that as a perfect time to bring about blocking out the sun. And let me tell you something. One thing about the S-U-N, you're going to need that much sooner than any other thing that you can call on, because it's always there. But now it's being shaded and blocked out by way of pesticides. This is what's really happening. So getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We're going to finish this up at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, you could give me a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Just phenomenal, phenomenal. Some of the information, I knew a lot of this stuff, and was just in my overall years and years ago, my research of silver, of the precious metals, and there's going to be some things that I'll tell you later on in Tando, why these precious metals, they're critical to so many things. But most people don't even know the importance of it all. They think it's just not anything significant. That's what the system wants you to think. So listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You may go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick break.
The Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We are having a If you like to get in on the conversation right at towards the end of the show, about 15 minutes before we end, we'll take your questions and comments. This is very, very important piece of work. Why the sun don't shine no more. And there's a reason why, because as was stated in the beginning of this documentary, what the overall intention purpose has been, and this, in my, this is what I classify as the real depopulation program, while others are used to distract from what's going on. And this is one of the reasons from everyone's head being down and cell phones and everything else, but there are some of you that always know that there's something that's going on in our skies. My man, Brother Bragg, talks about it all the time. So let's definitely get back to this very, very important. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Here we go.
It could get away, we think, with much smaller masses. The little picture is from a nanofabrication study, which shows you can make high-quality aluminum particles just by spraying aluminum vapor out of chocolate. So it certainly seems pretty cost-effective and easy to...
Dave, we're not hearing anything.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, Dave's on the board, Brother Braggs, but I don't know what's going on. We're not hearing anything, and he's not responding. What's good with you today, Brother Braggs?
All right, man. As long as I wake up, it's a good day, Brother Scotty. No doubt, man. No doubt.
Did you have any commentary on what we've heard thus far?
Oh, you know, chemtrails are my pet peeve, man. They block the sun. They change the growth patterns. These chemicals they're spraying in the air, they got to go somewhere. What goes up must come down. I mean, it's quite simple.
Question.
And the metals, yes, sir.
Question. Like you just mentioned about the chemtrails and you're putting this stuff in the atmosphere, but also, I mean, right now, a lot of people, they don't want to believe climate change is real. I'm not a scientist. I haven't done enough research in to make a definitive statement one way or the other. But just common sense tells me that you can't keep dumping chemicals, pollutants, carcinogenics into the atmosphere,
right,
and it not be a negative impact on the planet. I mean, what are your thoughts?
It's got to have ramifications, man. These guys are trying to play God. They don't have no right. First of all, there's already an order. They're messing up the order by putting all these chemicals. It's not natural. It's too much. Who are they to do this? I mean, come on now. If I was spraying people, matter of fact, if I walk down the street with a mace can and start spraying people, they'd lock you up. But these guys get away with spraying millions of people every day all over the world.
On the pollution.
Special kind of people, huh?
On the pollution end, we can't even burn trash right now on our own property. And I know you shouldn't burn trash, especially plastics and stuff like that, but that's contributing. But yet these factories are allowed to put far worse than if I was to take some household trash on the property and burn it. That, you know, I'm looking at things like that we can't, as individuals, you know, aren't allowed to do, but corporations are given a license to do.
Even to the fact that most of the foods we eat in this country, if you check most of our foods, they're banned in Europe, man. They don't even deal with this nonsense, man. I mean, a lot of stuff that's coming in, they ban China food into their country because China's putting out all kind of nonsense, man.
Plastic rice
and cabbage and all kind of crazy stuff, man. I mean, my thing is, man, you know, I grew up, we went to school, we learned about the, you know, FDA, Food Drug Administration, you know, all these federal bureaus, alphabet soup to take care of this, protect that, and, you know, they all got budgets, you know what I'm saying? but I guess, hey, they must be on vacation, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to try to text Dave and see if I can reach him that way. He's showing on the board, but not, obviously not hearing anything. So, yeah. On the precious metals, as he mentioned, a lot of people don't realize their significance. And I would say outside of gold and silver, but including gold and silver, a lot of these materials are needed for modern day technology. There are some minerals that's needed for avionics. And for those that don't know what avionics are, avionics are the technology that you find in anything that flies, like, you know, as the name would suggest, avionics, aviation. And so this is electronic gear that is needed in order to make helicopters and anything else that flies. Some of those minerals that they use in avionics are only found in Africa. A lot of people don't know that. But
I was going to say, all the minerals they need for their war machines are found in Africa. That's why, man, look, they got like 128 bases in Africa. I'm talking about American bases in Africa. Why do you think all them bases are sitting there? It's the Raiders of the Lost Ark. They wait. Yeah. They just wait for the opportunities, man. I mean, we can't no longer fool ourselves about what goes on. You know what I'm saying? We know these boys are not operating, you know, above board with us. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing, it goes right down to the Nazi policy, man, propaganda. They don't want us to know a damn thing. And they I guess 95% of the population, they got them spinning in circles, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think we got Brother Davis on the board. Brother Davis, did you want to share with us today? Greetings to you, sir.
Good evening, my brother. I mean, it's
true
as always. Peace, Brother Bragg. I just woke up, and I'm getting the back end of this, but let me make something very clear. There is a unique balance in cosmology that keeps life as we know it the way it is. And it's gotten worse over the last 100 years. These wasps have literally went out their way to destroy the main ingredients of life as we know it. And there's going to be repercussions. I don't think it's going to be the repercussions they think it's going to be, though. I think the repercussions is going to be the reclaiming of the Creator. That's why I say we can't think in terms of them. We have to think in terms of as spiritually natured as we can. Because although we may not see the effects immediately, there is going to be a cost to pay. And we're going to have to be prepared to pay that cost. And a lot of people are sitting back thinking that they have the right to be God. You can see that in everything they do. I mean, like they're trying to make transhumans. You know, that transhumans means to put their consciousness into a robot and live forever.
Right.
I mean,
into an inanimate object.
Absolutely. That's really, it's not even feasible. Look what the mistakes they're making with genetically modified organisms. How do you think the result is going to be? We have to understand, we sit back and do nothing, we give them the right to get as I said before, as arrogantly ignorant as possible, but at the end is the destruction of all mankind. I just wanted to add that, brother.
All right. Thank you, Brother Davis.
Well, it's kind of consent by not saying anything. Sit idly by, you become a party to the crime.
We got a caller.
I agree.
Who wants to chime in from the 408 area code. You're on Tando Radio Show. Please share your name and your comment.
Hi, this is Ursula calling from Sacramento. And I listen every day. I love the show, of course. But I just wanted to let you all know my daughters, they bought some sunglasses from a little teeny bopper store. And we were driving, and I put them on, and the day looked beautiful through the glasses. Blue skies, I mean, absolutely beautiful. It was putting me in a really good mood. And I took them off, and the sky just looked brown and ugly.
Wow.
And smoke-filled. It was horrible. So that's something to be aware of, too. Not only are they polluting our skies, but they're also, you know, putting covers over our eyes on purpose and our children's eyes because, you know, again, this was from a little teeny bopper store that they purchased these glasses. So I just thought that really was really crazy to me.
Polluting
so,
your
I'll mute myself
perception.
Now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Sister Ursula. Sorry about that, Scotty. I don't know what happened. It just, I think I didn't unmute myself. And I missed it. And Sister Ursula, great, great call. Yes, that is so, so true. That is, there are so many layers of deception in this that is just beyond compare. And so what we're going to do, I want to get back to it. I got us back to where we were. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you for sending me the text, because I could hear your voice. And I said, man, something is wrong here. And so it was messed up. And so we got it all fixed. Scotty, let me ask you something. Did you hear everything up until the break, or because that's where I think I lost it?
That's where I would go back to. We heard everything before the break.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, because that's where I messed it up. So I'm so sorry for that, you all. So my mistake, Sister Ursula. Great, great call, and I really wanted to for you to elaborate on that. Because that is so, so true. Well, I mean, you laid it out pretty much. That is so, so true. A lot of the deception is so great from the eyewear to so many different things. The lies are so, so great. And as you'll see, as we get back into this, you know, they use, and today, the word terrorism means that the government can do everything that it needs to do to get what it wants to be done. But now they have climate terrorism, and now they need to have the weapons to protect the planet from from weather terrorists, when they're the ones that's doing it all. So very, very important. I hope that you learning some things from what's been happening, how deep this really is. This is really the depopulation program right here. They are going to bring on an ice age, especially as the sun goes into a solar minimum. So let's get back to it. I got it all queued up. Sorry about that. Here we go. Picking up from where we left off. Here we go.
We're actually using trillion-watt lasers now. They precipitate rain out of water vapor. Sure enough, you can actually bring down electricity down the beam. The bad news is, if it's a clear blue sky, it's not going to do anything at all, because it only takes water vapor that's already in the air and condenses it. However, you name it, outdoor events and agriculture and flooding and even hurricanes, all of them could be subject to weather modification.
Terrorists no longer the CIA's only priority. The U.S. Intel Agency now investing in weather?
Well, they're looking into something called climate engineering or geoengineering, which is a way to manipulate the climate to mitigate the effects of global warming. And they think that maybe this might pose a national security threat in the form of exacerbating water shortages or causing more regional instability in places like Darfur or in India-Pakistan region, in the Kashmir region. So they want to find ways of mitigating climate change, and they're investigating, are there possible ways of doing that? Scientists have been researching this for quite some time. There are two general ways of engineering the climate. One is called solar radiation management, mm-hmm. which is putting particles into the atmosphere. So like if you think of a volcano sure. explodes and it releases particles that cools down the planet. So that's one way. You can put a balloon up in the atmosphere and spray particles. And then another way would be to possibly bring down carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere in a process called carbon capture and storage. They're basically funding research by the National Academy of Sciences.
Okay, so the CIA is not trying to control the weather. We've tried that before and it doesn't really work, but they're trying to impact climate change.
They want to have a lot of tools in the arsenal in case climate change is as bad as some scientists believe it is. They want to have a way of mitigating it.
You told one of our producers at this point it's pretty doubtful this is a viable terror threat right now.
I don't think that it's going to be an immediate threat. It's definitely something that's going to be a long-term, you know, decades down the line sort of thing.
Well, there you go.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI. A method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. And I could go on and on and on and on about the things that fascinate me, but rather than talk about them, I thought I'd stop here.
Thank you, Senator.
That was at the Council.
The Air Force has gotten great value out of HARPA in the past. It took over from the Navy and managed it. They actually did a number of experiment campaigns up there and have finished our work that we're interested in doing up there. We've moving on to other ways of managing the ionosphere, which the HARP was really designed to do, was to inject energy into the ionosphere and be able to actually control it. And but that work has been completed. The Air Force has maintained the site for other government agencies to use for several years now. And with DARPA completing their project, that's our last government customer that we have in the site. We have put out a call for other agencies that had interest in managing the site or are taking it over, and including going out to academia.
International corporations are modifying our weather all the time, and they're modifying it in ways that cover thousands and thousands of square miles. Programs are impacting microclimates needed for our crops to survive and needed for pollination. The other issue is that a lot of times we're talking about mitigation for climate change. It's rather an undefined term at this period of time. And so what happens is that many times we're talking about artificially putting chemicals like sulfur or particulates into the atmosphere in what they call geoengineering schemes to reduce, supposedly, global warming. And if you take and you put up into our skies chemicals to reduce the amount of sunlight reaching the earth, you are going to begin to reduce crop production. Without the process of photosynthesis, whereby plants from direct sunlight gain the energy to grow, to produce crops, we are going to find ourselves, if we mitigate in that direction, impacting the crop production not only here in the United States, but worldwide. What you're seeing now, a lot of times many scientists know, especially at NASA and in other areas, that the skies that we're seeing are not normal cloud formations. These are man-made. In California, the State Department of Health drinking water tests were examined between 1970 and this year, and we found unusual spiking in barium, aluminum, strontium, manganese, and all of these spiked at the same time in various drinking water supplies across the state of California and also in Arizona. So what's happening with these atmospheric tests is that aluminum, as one example, gets into the root systems of our trees, and it looks like the trees are dying of drought, but they're not. Many of our forests in Redding, California, and other areas are dying from warmer temperatures produced by persistent jet contrails, also impacting tree health and crop health. They know from scientific studies back in the 1970s that they deplete beneficial ozone in the atmosphere by releasing nitric acid.
Death dumps, otherwise known as chemical trails, are being dropped and sprayed throughout the United States.
Let me just stop there. This is Ted Gungeon, who passed away. He was the director, the FBI chief for Los Angeles and Dallas. Got rid of him. Here it is. Here it is.
England, Scotland, Ireland, Northern Europe, and I have personally seen them, not only in the United States, but in Mexico and Canada. Birds are dying around the world. Fish are dying by the hundreds of thousands around the world. This is genocide. This is poison. This is murder by the United Nations. This element within our society that's doing this must be stopped. I personally have observed the planes in Lincoln, Nebraska, at the Air National Guard. They have no markings on them. They're huge bomber-like airplanes. This is a crime. Crime against humanity, crime against America, crime against the citizens of this great country. What is wrong with Congress? This has an effect on their population and their people and their friends and their relatives and themselves. What's wrong with the pilots who are flying these airplanes? They're dumping this crap, this poison, on their own families. Somebody in Congress has to step forward and stop it now. Thank you. I'm Ted Gungeon.
I conducted air sampling. I conducted soil sampling. And I was getting high levels of these contaminants. When I started asking the question again under a new commander, I never in my life thought I would have somebody look me in the face and tell me, is there something wrong with you? You've been looking really depressed lately. You know I can put you under mental evaluation for up to 120 days. Who would take care of your daughter? I was divorced at the time. As soon as I heard that, I knew. It validated everything I ever thought. And I thought, I've spent 9 years of my life trying to protect human health, and here we are violating law after law after law, just sitting here instead of protecting the people. We are poisoning the people. And you ask yourself, if this is true and we are spraying the people, where are the pilots? Where are the people? I don't know if you pay attention, but look at Snowden. Look at Manning. People don't come forward because these supposed whistleblower act protections that you have are not enforced, they're not supported, and they really don't exist. Geoengineering is occurring, it's been occurring, it is not new, and your tax dollars are funding this. So it is unethical every day for all the other people that are out there that work in preventive health or even physicians that aren't speaking about this. They need to. The biggest hurdle that we have is disinformation sites. I never say them, but I'm going to today, so that you know if anyone ever gives these to you as a reference to debunk you, it's MetaBunk and Contrail Science. Those are two websites that are ran by a government shill named Mick West. He is a computer gaming programmer who tries to tell you about persistent contrails. So somebody who isn't even credentialed in chemistry or physics or ecology, none of that, is trying to tell you that you're crazy. You have to understand that I have met people who used to be purposeful disinformation trolls, as we call them. These people are paid to get you on board to believe a website or an article. So I just want everyone to know and understand that of all things, of all the freedoms that we are losing, geoengineering is the number one issue that we are facing. Because you can have guns and money and you can have everything. If you don't have food and water and you are dying of respiratory and neurological illnesses, what does it matter? So you've heard about vaccines and you'll hear, you know, about smart meters and you'll hear about other issues. These are all systemic effects. We are getting overexposed to toxins. People will tell you fluoride's in the water, but it's not a lot. It is a lot because you're getting it everywhere in your food, water that you drink, and you're getting your vaccines. Our bodies cannot metabolize these toxins.
There's the debate. Is it a condensation trailer or a chemical trail? Something with an additive in it. And I couldn't fight the chemical trail issue for a long time. Give me a reason. Give me a motive. And so I started time-lapsing the sky. And there was this one day where I saw a series of planes go by, but one trail persisted and the others didn't. And as that trail slowly faded away, two other planes came along. One hit the exact end of it, and another went through the middle. How could these planes be aware of, or better yet, even be remotely concerned with what's going on with the debris from another plane? And as I time-lapsed this guy more and more and more, and at higher and higher resolution as the technology improved, it was a godsend. Because you could see even the little planes were part of the bigger program. So they had to be at a precise place at an exact time to reveal a disturbance in a trail that may have only been in the sky 10 seconds.
It went beyond correlation.
And we're dealing with a massive, massive ballet in the sky.
Yeah.
We've got a program that is loose on the planet and is this guise of climate change, but it is this program we're seeing at work. As I became more aware of technologies, I looked at these clouds, at these patterns with different eyes, with a different understanding. And what I've learned is that these chemtrails help this technology align these patterns, align these vibrational structures, which direct our weather today.
When I found out about this first, I couldn't believe that I had never seen it before, because I'm from County Wexford, which is known as the sunny southeast in Ireland, and we have always boasted the highest sunshine hours in the country, and we are also underneath one of the busiest air corridors in the world. When I started to find out about chemtrails, I started to look up, and I realized that, yeah, these trails do linger all day, and they go horizon to horizon, and you look to your old photographs, and you don't see these kind of trails. So I suppose when the penny dropped was when I saw what in the world are they spraying. That's really when this whole thing kind of made sense to me, because it was explained in a documentary. People knew what they were talking about. Just made a lot of sense. You know, this is a government program to control the weather. And if you think about it, if you want to dominate and control a planet, this is the ultimate weapon to do that. So the Irish media now are normalizing weaponized air as a reality that we must get used to. They're blaming car emissions and coal pollution, but there's no mention of the elephant in the room, the hundreds of millions of tons of substances being sprayed into our atmosphere every year, like aluminium oxide, which David Keith and other geoengineering proponents are proposing spraying into our skies. They will never admit these programs are going on, but we know they're going on because 2004, the Civil Aviation Authority in the UK conducted an investigation into cabin air quality, and one of the peak materials found was aluminium. So what the hell is aluminium doing floating around up at cruising altitude? So now Monsanto miraculously have an aluminium-resistant seed that can grow in aluminium-contaminated soil. Why would they have such a thing unless they knew of a problem that was down the line or already happening? Last year, in 2015, a study came out of Keele University in the UK, and bees were found to have had massive high quantities of aluminium in their brains. This is a big problem. We need bees to keep the food chain sustained and to keep it alive. And then Monsanto have recently bought a bee research company called Biologics in 2012. And they have genetically modified a bee that can only pollinate Monsanto crops. And also, this bee is resistant to all pesticides. So why would they want to design such a Frankenstein creation unless they knew of a problem that already existed, or a problem that was in the pipeline? Dementia now is the biggest killer in women in the UK. And what's the main cause of dementia? Aluminium accumulation in the brain cells. We are in the fight of our lives. All sources needed for life to exist are under direct attack from these programs. Oxygen, sunlight, and water. Once you know about this, you have a duty of care to get involved. As a caretaker of this planet, we must all come together to stop these programs, because we can do it. But once you find out this is going on, you understand that the air you breathe is being compromised.
Okay, so I want to stop it there real quick, getting ready to go to a commercial break. Sorry about that. I will make sure that I do not put my phone on mute. Sorry about that on the last one. So just a lot of stuff for us to discuss in the next. We're going to do this for 15 minutes more after we come out of the commercial break. If you'd like to call in, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live with today's show. We're going to get back to it. I want to jump back into it. I hope you're picking up all of the things that's going on here. My sister, Strategic McMillan, and she's catching all of this. I know you all, too, are, but some of the things is just phenomenally important. And so we'll talk about it in a second. Let's get back to the broadcast. So here we go.
Things don't get any worse than that. You're standing at the end of the plank. What else do you do? You've got to take action. Otherwise, you are condoning what's going on. Silence is compliance. So we've got to speak out.
We spend a lot of time outside looking up at the sky, and not a lot of people do that anymore. March 14th, 2014, in Eureka, California, I was driving a vehicle with my two kids, and we were watching this chemtrail for about maybe like 5 minutes. It had been going, and I noticed that there was this large flash that lit up the entire sky, similar to what lightning would do. So we're driving towards the sunset, and the drone was coming this way, and it came over, and about there, that's when we saw the light, and then it went straight down from that angle. The difference that I'm finding when I see a drone spraying compared to an airplane spraying is when the drone sprays, it seems that it's more of an upward angle from the ground to the sky,
right,
as if it was launched from right below where it was. And with the plane sprayers, it seems like they go from one side of the horizon to the other side. The reason that the people probably stand on the sidelines is because, you know, they don't really want to stand out. And I don't mind standing out. That's part of my personality since forever. So, you know, everybody's in their car looking down, watching the news. I'm outside looking up. I've become aware, and it seems to me like more people need to be aware or should want to be aware.
My name's Jack Falsrott. I'm Maja Maui. I grew up on the east side of Mount Shasta. We went on hunting and gathered all of our food all the time. That's when I first started noticing that something was wrong with the earth. Then I started seeing things in the sky that was not supposed to be there. And then I seen that what caused those things was the planes that was flying over, and they were polluting the sky. And I was wondering, why did they, don't they care about the sky? What I noticed, you know, is this really strange weather, you know, it really disrupts everything. You know, I noticed that too, you know, when it gets cold sometimes, and then it gets hot, and then it gets cold, and it gets hot. You know, it disrupts this environment here, you know. I mean, anybody that understands when they grow things, you know, they know that the weather can't change like that. You don't have to be a scientist to understand it. And when you disrupt that, when you keep putting these clouds in that, in between the Earth and the Moon, you're going to disrupt the whole world. You're going to disrupt man. You're going to disrupt all these animals. That's why it's not good to change the weather. The weather is how it's supposed to be. It's like what they're spraying over there with the mosquitoes. They say those things so they can scare people so they can continue doing that. And that's all they do is scare these people so they can, oh, we got to do this, we got to do this. I mean, there's nothing to be afraid of. Yeah. Everything is created beautiful. When you're not happy, go some other earth. Go over there. You know, get on your plane and go somewhere else. You know? They stop creating the chemicals. We can heal. We will heal ourselves just like the earth will heal. If they stop those, if they stop the chemicals before it's too late, then people really begin to understand, really, really understand. I know that people accept the sky the way it is now because they're so used to it. And it's really sad. We should stop using all the chemicals that we use and trying to control the things that we shouldn't even control. Quit using the chemicals in the sky. You're going to wake up one morning and you can't breathe, then what are you going to do?
We have freedom of information in both British Columbia and Canada. So I first inquired from the province because I was relatively close to the people there, so I thought I could probably find out more from it than I might from Canada. However, I did get a quick response from the province saying basically they knew nothing about it and they couldn't help me. It took a long time for me to get a response from the federal government. I requested the information through the Freedom of Information legislation in about 2013, I think it was. And it was 2014 in March when I finally got a response. I got 47 pages, of which 10 were blanked out completely, and 6 or 8 had comments, this information cannot be provided for you under section whatever of the Freedom of Information Act. So I didn't get all the information. There's a lot out there that they haven't told us. But they told me enough that it basically confirmed for me and for all those that the report was provided to that, yes, it was happening. And I think there needs to be more an awareness among the people. The more we talk about chemtrails, what's happening, we're being rained upon with aluminum, barium, strontium, all of that, and the effects, of course, we're feeling here as well. It's recognizing the report from the federal government of Canada that this will affect geoengineering, as they call it, chemtrails, solar radiation, whatever you want to call it, will affect climate. It's reflecting back the sunlight. But it also recommends or recognizes in the report that it's going to have different effects in different places. The moment governments admit that this is happening because of what it is they're doing, there's a liability, there's a responsibility, and that for them is a problem. So as long as the people are relatively quiet and they're more interested in a football game or baseball game or whatever it is today, as I said earlier, create an awareness. And I point to the sky every time I see the chemtrails, and whomever with me will know that those are chemtrails. If I'm not doing it, my wife will certainly do it. Lillian points it out every time to everyone, and that needs to happen. I guess for the most part, the populace still thinks that governments can't do that to us. It's impossible that it's happening. Mm-hmm. If the government came out, or the bureaucracy or whatever came out and said, we're very involved in genetically modified foods, or we're creating chemtrails, which means that you're being rained upon with aluminum or whatever, that would probably not go over too well. That would be politically very unpopular. You would have an outcry, you would have a protest, you would have a mini revolution. So they're going to try and keep it down as much as possible. You're not going to see a whole lot of politicians or bureaucrats jumping on it. The pressure is going to have to continue on. There's got to be a lot of it. And obviously, the result will be enormous public awareness. Once aware, they're going to fight it. They're going to be on our side. We're going to be together on the issue. That's important.
I first got into the chemtrails when I had some solar panels fitted onto my roof, and I noticed on the days that the sun was out, it was great. 4 kilowatts, I think days. And then I noticed some days you go down to 1 or 2 kilowatts when actually the weather forecast sun. I'd never taken much interest in the weather until I was earning money out of it. And then when you find out you've earned only a fifth of what you should have earned according to weather forecast, then something wasn't quite right. And I'd never heard the word before, chemtrails. And then when I went and looked it up on YouTube, I couldn't believe that somebody would actually spray the sky with lines deliberately. And yet, as the weeks went by, I found out absolutely it's true what they were doing it. And it was costing me money. There's other subjects that have come along in the meantime where I thought, is there anything that could be done to stop this? And having found other subjects, people like Wilhelm Reich's name was coming up, and even later Tesla. Wilhelm Reich, very, very clever person, in as much that he realized there's an energy in life that's very, very powerful and important and is related to good health. And after many years of investigation, he found out there were some fantastic properties to this. And he called it Orgon, which is related to ether. Other people came along, people like Trevor Constable, who looked at generating and changing the weather with certain pieces of equipment. And this isn't the use of chemicals. This is actually the use of equipment which reacts with ether, and it's perfectly 100% natural. Wilhelm Reich actually found out there was amazing cures with ether, and one of them was cancer. He actually cured the people that the hospitals discarded and said, put them on the scrap heap basically, and says, we can't cure you. And Wilhelm Reich virtually cured every single one of them. He understood what ether was about. And how he found out about the cancer is that when you change the frequencies of DNA, the DNA loses all its instructions. And that means that the DNA grows distorted and it can't grow the way that it should grow. In other words, if it's part of your skin, which is supposed to be part of your kidney, it grows into a deformed piece of the body that shouldn't even be there. But by correcting the frequency, the DNA goes back to grow how it should do. And that's one of the amazing things he's working on. Tesla proved beyond any shadow of a doubt that he can actually tap into the energy which is already there. And what I mean by that is when you have two opposing potentials, you can tap in the difference between the two potentials, and that's your energy that you're actually creating. Now, Tesla said something that I thought was very interesting. I only found this out recently. He talked about ether, and he made this statement that ether controls magnetism, electricity, and all energy. Now, to actually come out and say that, you must have had some basis as to why we know that Tesla based all his works on facts and many, many experiments. And, of course, we use many of Tesla's technology today, both in electricity, magnetism, etc. And so we're in a position now where we're looking at equipment that Wilhelm Reich manufactured and made. We're looking at the way that he used it and he generated it. Now, Wilhelm Reich, he actually was called into places like California when it hadn't rained for months and months. In fact, some of these poor farmers had been bankrupt. He actually went to a place where it hadn't rained for many years. And after about 6 weeks, he did start to develop a very small amount of rain, but a moisture came into the area where all the plants started to flourish. According to what his daughter said, that area continued to flourish for another 50 years. The other thing that Wilhelm Reich noticed is that the texture of the rocks changed from being crumbly to having some body back to it again. So when we talk about ether, we're not talking about just weather modification or health to the body. Ether must be some kind of energy which controls, as Tesla said, everything. It's like the link that ties and controls everything together, whether it's energy, magnetism, or electricity. I would love to be able to use ether to bin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,000 square miles of chemtrailing. That would be fantastic. Before they use it for all the other agendas. And if we could do that, happy days. Because that's what a lot of people are looking forward to. A day where all this crap is not in their control anymore. And I believe if we could master this, ether will do exactly that.
Tonight we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the sickness behavior. We're going to talk about why people are having problems. We're going to talk about how the trails are affecting us, if they aren't. It's no doubt. Even the EPA says so. They just made mention of it about, a couple months ago, actually, last summer.
They admitted it. The DEA says it's affected you. 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. I'm Clay Lewis, listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
In the United Kingdom, they just published their mortality statistics for 2016. And you'd expect, okay, what's top three? Cancer, heart attack, stroke. Always has been. Number one, dementia. Number one. Which, of course, includes Alzheimer's, which is caused by aluminum. They found carbon nanotubes in Parisian lungs. In Turin, half of the children had severe DNA damage from nanoparticulates. And there's a study came out recently showing how nanoparticles interfere with the nuts and bolts of the internal workings of your cell.
All right, so I want to stop it there so that if you have any questions or comments, you can definitely jump in before we get out of here today. And I just want to just say as a reminder to you all that this Fukushima was no accident. It actually exacerbates everything that is going on as far as the weather terrorism that's happening from the blocking out and the poisoning. They are basically spraying a human and a living pesticide to control by various in a slow kill process. Fukushima is a part of that. And the nanoparticles that were just about to be talked about is a huge part about it. But I think one of the most important things in this whole thing is we can see how deep this has always been. This is why I think it's so important for us always to remember. If history has shown that these entities, these individuals, these governments, this system has always been about enslavement, subjugation by the hand of force and by fear and by murder, then we should believe that that's who they are. If they're telling you that's who they are and that's who they've been, that means that that's who they always will be. We need to believe them and start to do other things that would be counter to the overall attack that we're all are under, regardless of the deceptive divisions that they place between us all. Ether is a major, major component in the technology. The capabilities are there among the people because the great creator still created. And that, to get the DNA of sustainable life back on course in a more profound way, is not something that is going to be as exorbitantly expensive or tedious as those that have changed that direction, because that's his natural process. So there are so many things that go along with this and our overall individual parts. And I would say to you all, start to energize this. Start to do what you can. Don't look at the monumentous task of the monkey mind saying you can't do anything about it. Start where you are, and that's the overall solution to it, because that's the biggest threat to our overall human current condition. We have to revert back to our true DNA, our true ability to create and to uphold what the great creator has already perfectly made. So we got Brother Davis that's in queue. So I want to go to Brother Davis. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation before we get out of here, jump in before we get out of here, 866-510-9025. Brother Davis, thank you, brother, for being you. And it is so wonderful always to hear the voice of a friend in the world of adversity.
Well, actually, it's Sister Davis.
Sister Davis.
I will share all of that with them, yes.
Sister Davis.
Also, hey, we both are on earphones. I'm driving, but
yes.
I do want to mention that all the videos that you said is absolutely true. But let's just go back in time, eons. The word Africa is a white man's word. We've been saying it for as long as I can remember. As Africa is the continent, but actually that continent was called Kemet. And just think of the word chemistry Now, the word chemistry starts with a C, but it's still, it, phonically, it could start with a K, because our ancestors, whose DNA are in us melanated people, we are the creators of chemistry. That periodic chart that we learn in, you know, biology class and chemistry class and all of that in school, of all the elements, that was their baby. They know those elements. They know that the creation that God placed in this earth, being Kemet or Africa as the beginning, they were the ultimate alchemists. They were the ultimate chemist. And they used those elements such as gold, silver, copper, iron, potassium, chloride, all hydrogen. They knew all those secrets. Now, they used those based on what their spiritual practice was at that time, as the 42 principles of Maat. They knew that they always had to give to the earth, to nature.
Right.
They gave to it, as where once the white people, once they caught hold of everything, they pulled and used it as destruction, as where the ancients used it as a springboard. And now they're using all of these against mankind so that they can do their little creation of whatever they want, of, you know, destroy this world so we can go right. up in the cosmos and move up there and then destroy that planet like they're destroying this one. That's why they like to travel to, oh, we're going to go to Mars, and we're, because they know that they are destroying this one. But let's just think about it. If we are the creators, it's in our DNA. It's in us. It's in our DNA. We can make some changes, because if we all band together to understand that we're not going to be just a spot on the map and just die like the rest of them. If you look at some of the ancient pyramids and stuff, you see that Tesla went to Africa. Tesla, he, all of his creation is based on the chemistry and the alchemy of Kemet, of ancient Africa. He just was the one who did the translation. But it's in our DNA. And Mr. Davis, my husband, he has always said for years that if enough melanated men and women and children come together on that spiritual level, we can make that change. Because there has to be some type of change. It cannot continue for all this destruction, because the Creator didn't want all this to be totally destroyed, or why would he have created it? If the Creator's the Creator, he's not simultaneously the destroyer. Now, these white people and the powers that be, they think they're going to really destroy, but there's going to be an answer. I don't have it today, but there is some type of way that if we band together and take our mind off of the football, the basketball, the Jordan sneakers, the Facebook, the ABCDEFG, and we all concentrate right. together as a mass of people, we can make that change. I'm not saying I have the formula for it, but God would not have created us to be destroyed. And that's what my rant is for today. You know,
no, Sister Davis, that ain't no rant. You know, that's the truth.
I mean, maybe we can take those elements and go back and use those elements and go forward, such as the precious metals, such as, you know, use those same metals and those same elements positively. Because God created them. The Creator created them. So let's go back. And every so often we see a little peek of it. You know, I mean, we see a little glimpse of the part of the big picture. And then we lose it. You know, like all of the different holistic doctors that are being eliminated, because they have the answers. They have some, you know, the one doctor had the answer to all of these vaccines, and the other doctor that got destroyed, you know, well, got killed, had the answer to autism. And basically the answers were based on minerals and vitamins that they have taken out of the soil. They reverted back. If we could stay back on those elements that God already created and use them positively, they will heal us from the inside out, and they will heal the skies from the inside out. One more thing I want to say about chemtrails and all this destruction. Let's look back. What was the first place where they had the famine? Ethiopia was a paradise at one point. Now it's nothing but a dust bowl, because actually some people believe that in the Bible that where the Euphrates River transcends and all of this, based on the roadmap that the Bible has given us, that the area of Ethiopia at one point was the Garden of Eden, and that was the first mm-hmm. place they destroyed. This famine, I don't think it's rained in like 10 years or something there. You know what I mean? The people are still surviving with a little bit of the elements that are coming up as far as moisture coming up from the ground. But basically, that was their little test pilot. Let's see if we can destroy the Garden of Eden. Let's see if we can destroy Ethiopia. Those people who the word Ethiopia means burnt faith one. Let's get rid of them first. Let them be the test pilot. And basically, eventually, that's going to be, in their mind, the whole world is going to be a dust bowl. Because once the sun is gone, ain't nothing going to grow. Everything's going to turn to dust. That's all it can do. If there's no life, it turns back to dust. It turns back to dirt and dust. So I just wanted to put that out there. Anybody who on the call, if they want to research Ethiopia, they want to research Tesla, research Kemet, the word chemistry, the periodic chart, it all comes back around. Because we do our research, Mr. Davis and I. So, and you do too. And Brother Bragg and Scotty, you know. Right now, we couldn't tell you who the draft is. We couldn't tell you who, because we don't do that no more. We used to be all, we don't concentrate on that. That ain't nothing but a diversion. I know they did some kind of draft yesterday. I couldn't tell you who was A, B, C, or D. I really don't care.
I didn't even know until we went somewhere and Daphne said, "What are those people? All those people over there?" I said, "I don't know." It was at a bar. She said, "I've never seen that many people," and it was because of the NBA draft. I had no clue. But right. Sister Davis, there's so many things that you said that's so true, and I want to just give us just a small portion of what it is. Let me give you a significance that some of our listeners may not know. The reason, the main scientific tool or element that enabled this manifest destiny to come about was because of a large silver deposit that was in the Anglo-Saxon mountains. And that silver deposit was extracted to where, that's where you get the terminology from a troy ounce. That's where it comes from. Well, out of the Anglo-Saxon mountains, there was a large deposit of silver. And that physical silver that was taken out of there was used in the malevolent science to create everything that you have now. Without silver, man would not have had the technology to do what it's doing now at all. Would have been impossible to do. This is why they talked about silver ion, because they seed clouds with silver ion. So the stuff that is the overall truth is there. It's just a matter that we have to realign ourselves to that. And you so well said, as always. So listen, we're getting ready to get out of here, and hopefully you all got something from the show. We will finish this in the future. We'll save the place. We got maybe about 20 minutes more. I will actually post this as well inside of BTR community. So very, very important. Let's do what we can, because we all can do something this. And once again, we need to transfer the force multiplier to our side. And that would be with people working to repair, replace, and rebuild. That is our overall, should be our quest. Much love and much respect. We get ready to get out of here. Brother Bragg, if you would, if you got, but Brother Bragg, yes, we got 3 minutes. If you wanted to say something, go ahead.
Because they didn't touch on it in the video. They have also used those chemtrails to inoculate people with vaccines all over the world. Do the research, and you'll find that out. That's why they're so sinister, because you don't know what they're actually spraying upon you. That's all I had to say, Dad.
So true, so true, so true. So much love, much respect is never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give one away. Much love, much respect. Brother Bragg, if you will, chime us out. Yes. Peace, y'all.
Yes, sir. Peace, peace.
Traders, 10 minutes.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.